Ok, tan di volume off. Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Balaba Girivara Dari Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi jana bala bagri varadari Yasoda nandana bajajana ranjana Yasoda nandana bhajajana ranjana Yasoda Yamuna tirabana chari Yamuna tirabana chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Balaba Girivara Dhari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Balaba Girivaradhari Yamuna Tirabana Chari Yamuna Yasoda Nandana Bajajana Ramjana Yasoda Yasoda Nandana Bajajana Ramjana Yasoda Yamuna Tirabana Chari Yamuna Tirabana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Balaba Girivara Dhari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Balaba Girivara Dhari Gopi Jana Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Bol, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Nita go Haribo, 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 Nita go Haribo. Nita go Haribo, 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 Nita go Haribo. Jaya Vishnupa Paramahansa Paribhra Kracharya Stutra Sadatsa Srimad Esi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Vishnupa Paramahansa Paribhra Kracharya Stutra Sadatsa Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Sasarita Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vashna Vrinda Ki Iskamphana Chaya Srila Prabhupada Ki Nama Chaya Srila Staku Ki Grantaras from Bhagavatam ki, Samaveta Bhakta Brindaki, Nitai Gopi Manandi. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glories to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Guru Gauranga. Just Narayana namaskritya Baro Narayana narutamam Devam sarasatim vyasam Tato jaya mudiraye Nasta praye svabhadvesu Nityam bhagavata sevaya Bhagavati Uttamas Loki Bhakti Bhavati Nastiki Vedaramani Chaiva Purane Bharate Tata Hadu Andhyam Chamadhecha Hare Sabhakta Giyate Mukam Karuchiva Chalam Phangu Langriche Grim Yakripataham Vande Sri Guru Dinatarine Paramananda Madhava Dhamma Prajita Katavuta Paramoni Masram Satam Vedam Vastavam Atavastu Shwadan Tavataya Mulana Shema Bhagavati Mahamuni Kvinteki Vai Paraiswarai Sadyorudi Avaridi Trakitivitake Shana Nigama Kapatalu Galitam Falan Sukha Mukandrava Samyutam Pibata Bhagatam Samalaya Mahurau Rasika Bhavibhavuka Yashavashyamanayam Krishna Paramapurushe Bhakti Utpade Pumsan Sukamoha Bayapaha Atoyam Brahma Sutranam Bharatata Veninaya Kayati Bhasharupo Shobedata Paribhimita Savitsi Asanam Saram Saram Paribhimita Savabhidanta Saram Hi Sibhakta Mishyate Gurave Gurachandaya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tabhaktaya Namo Nama Hagena Timidasya Ganangana Shalakaya Chaksusmita Yena Tasmasi Gurave Nama Namamo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pishtaya Bhutale Simati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nivisesa Sunyavadi Pashtadya Deshatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Sivashadi Gaurav Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So I thank everyone for being here this morning for this Srimad Bhagavatam class. By daily hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam and also speaking, then all that is troublesome, all that is inauspicious becomes very auspicious. So Bhagavatam is very dear to the Vaishnava, especially the Paramahansas. Very, very dear to them. So today's verse, actually there are verses, Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, chapter 34, and we are reading today text number 2 to text number 10. And the chapter is Nanda Maharaj saved and Sankachuda slain. So we can read the verses together. Because so we are chanting together the nine verses, is it? Okay. So I repeat the verse and you just chant after me. Sri Sukha Uvacha Ekada Devaya Trayam. Balu. First, I read the translation first, and then we read the verse. So, which verse we chant? We chant all the verses or just one verse? Let's see. Okay, it's a new program. All right. Okay. Oh, King, this is translation. The text number 2. O King, after arriving there, they bathe in the Saraswati and then devoutly worshipped with various paraphernalia the powerful Lord Pasupati and his consort Goddess Ambika. Text number 3. The cowherd man gave the Brahmanas gifts of cows, gold, clothing, and cooked grains mixed with honey. Then the cowherds prayed, "May the Lord be pleased with us." Text number 4. Nanda, Sunanda, and the other greatly fortunate cowherds spent that night on the bank of the Saraswati, strictly observing their cows. They fasted, taking only water. There's a short purport. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti explains that Sunanda is the younger brother of Nanda Maharaj. During the night, a huge and extremely hungry snake appeared in that thicket. Slithering on his belly up to the sleeping Nanda Maharaj, the snake began swallowing him. Text number 6. In the clutches of the snake, Nanda Maharaj cried out, "Krishna, Krishna, my dear boy, this huge serpent is swallowing me. Please save me, who am surrendered to you." Text number 7. When the cow herd heard the cries of Nanda, they immediately rose up and saw that he was being swallowed. Distraught, they beat the serpent with blazing torches. Text number 8. But even though the firebrands were burning him, the serpent would not release Nanda Maharaj. Then the Supreme Lord Krishna, master of his devotees, came to the spot and touched the snake with his foot. Text number 9. The snake had all its sinful reactions destroyed by the touch of the Supreme Lord's divine foot. And thus it gave up its serpent body and appeared in the form of a worshipable Vidyadhara. Short purport. Divorce, Rupan, Vidyadhara Chitan, indicate that the erstwhile snake appeared in a beautiful form, worshipable among the demigods, called Vidyadharas. In other words, he appeared as the leader of the Vidyadharas. Translation, text number 10. The Supreme Lord, Rishikesh, then questioned this personality, who was standing before him with his head bowed, his brilliantly effulgent body bedecked with golden necklaces. So we read now? Okay. So we chant together, text number 2 to number 10. Okay. Text number 2. Tatra shnatra saraswatyan. Yeah, you say we chant together and 2 to 10. Okay. So your instruction was not too okay. Your instruction was not so clear. All right. Okay. So, okay, we chant text number 10. Tam apicha riskesha pranantum samavastitam dipyamanenam vaposa Purusan himamalinam tamapicha rishiketaha sikesha pranatam samavastitam dipyamaninam vapusa Purusan himamalinam Tama Pricha Rishikesha Pranatam Samavastitam Dipyamanina Vapusa Purusam Imamalina. Can please chant? Tama Pricha Rishikesha. Tamapachar Sikesha Tamapachar Tam. From him, I preached, inquired, Rishikesha, the Supreme Lord Rishikesh. Pranatam, who was offering obeisances. Samavastitam, standing before him, Dipyamanena, brilliantly shining, Vapusha, with his body, Purusha, the personality, Hema, golden, Malinam, wearing necklaces. Translation and purport by the disciple of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. The Supreme Lord Rishikesh then questioned this personality who was standing before him with his head bowed, his brilliantly effulgent body bedecked with golden necklaces. Purport. The demigod was about to speak, and Lord Krishna wanted to focus everyone's attention on his words. Therefore, he personally inquired from the worshipable Vidyadhara, who was standing before him with his head bowed. Jayavan Chakapatrubhyascha Kripasundibhyascha Paritana Pavanabhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. So today we are covering 9 texts which depicts Lord Krishna's Leela. Leela is pastimes. And of course, we just went through the 5 chapters of the Raspanchadhyaya. It's called Raspanchadhyaya, the 5 chapters. Now, again, we come back to the stories of Krishna is performing his extraordinary activities, his extraordinary Leela. So from text 2, so he mentioned that the Tatra Snatva Saraswatyam Devan Pasu Patim Vibun Anachu Aramaya Bhaktiya Devam Cha Nirpati Ambikam. Translation, O King, after arriving there, they bathe in the Saraswati and then devotedly worship with various paraphernalia the powerful Lord Pasupati, in this case Lord Shiva, and his consort goddess Ambika. So the Brajavasi, they are going to the forest to worship Lord Shiva, and his wife Ambika. Now this Lord Shiva is Sada Shiva, as mentioned in the purport of the Acharya, is Sada Shiva, who is actually non-different from Lord Vishnu, Sada Shiva. In the material world, we have Lord Shiva, who stays in Mount Kailash, which is basically the abode of Kubera. So he stayed in Mount Kailash. That's Lord Shiva operating within his material world, but there's Lord Shiva in the spiritual world. When you cross over these coverings of the universe, when you cross over, then you come. The first planet is Lord Shiva's planet. And that Shiva is called Sadashiva. Sadashiva means always auspicious. Because Shiva means auspicious, and Sadashiva means is always auspicious. So this is described very nicely in the Brihad Bhagavatam Mita of Salasanat Goswami, that after Gopal Kumar, after he crossed over the 8 coverings of the universe, And then he passed, then he crossed, he passed through the Brahma Jyoti. And after Brahma Jyoti, he arrived in the planets of Lord Shiva. And what is Lord Shiva? What does he do in that planet? He's always engaging in chanting the glories of the Lord. He's always engaging in kirtan. That is, he does that non-stop. So which means he's the original acharya of 24-hour kirtan. Because that's all Lord Shiva does. He's engaging 24-hour kirtan. So if you are a devotee, you are doing 24-hour kirtan, so you are in a good company. Because that's what Lord Shiva, that's what he's doing. 24-hour kirtan, non-stop. He never stops. So the Brijvasi, they've all gone to the forest to worship Lord Shiva, to pay him homage, and they make several offerings. Now, normally when we talk of worship, we talk of worshiping someone who is superior. You know, normally you pay homage to someone who is superior to you, you worship them and all that. But in the case of the Brijabasi, who are Prema Bhakta of Krishna, the greatest devotee of Krishna, is there anyone who is actually superior to them? Is there anyone superior to the devotee of Braj, Krishna's own eternal associate? Is anyone superior to them? The fact is, no. No one is superior to them. But they engage in this act of worshiping Lord Shiva. Just like in the other Leelas, whereby the Brijabasi, Hiranyakasipu Maharaj, they wanted to worship Indra. So Lord Krishna has to stop that. I said, no, you don't have to worship Indra. Just worship Govardhan. Because after all, Govardhan is the greatest devotee. And devotee is always superior to the demigods. They're always superior. In this case, so Nanda Maharaj and all the devotees, all the Brijabasis, so they all went to the forest to perform this worship of Lord Shiva. Now, one thing about the devotional life is that of maintaining the proper mentality in order to develop devotional love. And that mentality has been described to be dhanya. Dhanya means humility. As I said, that humility is the real ornament of a devotee. So this is mentioned by Narada Muni in the Brihadaranyaka. So Narada Muni was talking to Gopal Kumar. First he told him that Saprema Bhakti Paramano Kulam Danya Mahapusti Karam Sadabha Tasyapita Prema Bibani Hanam Boga Kula Gramya Vihara Jatam. So this is Narada Muni speaking. He said, so he's talking to Gopal Kumar, who is a great devotee. He said, you always live in utter humility, which most favorably nourishes devotion in pure love. And the last pastimes of sin absorbed in worldly pleasure simply evoke such love. Because devotees, they want to increase their love for the Lord. And when increasing their love for the Lord, they radiate humility. This humility. So which means a devotee will never consider himself to be most qualified. A devotee will never consider himself that way. So further up in the Brihat Bhagavatamrita, Sanatana Goswami says further. This is in the chapter 5 of the second canto of the Brihat Bhagavatamrita. So Lord Shiva says, Tat kama ganya yogadi sadanam duratastitam sabhatra narapikshenam boshitam danya molanam. He said, the loving devotional service is far different from disciplines such as karma, jnana, and yoga. At every stage, it is decorated by indifference to them, and its root is danya, hatha, humility. That is the root of prem bhakti is the humility. There's a lot of nice, beautiful comments by Sanatana Goswami himself on what he had written. So he said, Yena sadhana rana sakta dharma bhudi sadhamani savotka samvite pishyad buddha istad danya ishyate. Wise men define danya as the state in which one always thinks oneself exceptionally incapable and low, even when endowed with all excellences. So a devotee may be is endowed with all kinds of qualities, all kinds of great qualities, but still devotee always feels himself very, very low.
Tam yatnena bhaje vidyam tam virudhani vajjayet.
An intelligent person should carefully cultivate speech, behavior, and thinking that fix him in utter humility, and anything that stands in the way of it he should avoid. This is very, very important instruction. Danyatu paramam premna paripakena janyati tashan gokula narinam iva krishna viyogata. Danya, or humility, as its at its most exalted comes forth when prema, pure love of God, reaches full maturity, as it did in the women of Gokul when they were separated from Krishna. So you can see it's a very advanced statement that those devotees who have developed Krishna brain, love of Krishna, the humility fully manifests in them. The humility fully manifests in them. So now, how does this relate to the Brajabhasis? Because the Brajabhasis, yeah, they are the greatest lovers of Krishna. So in their topmost stage of humility, so they always want to give homage to others, and especially those who are rendering very valuable services to the Lord. So they always want to give recognition, the respect, and honor to those personalities. So like worshiping Lord Shiva, going to the forest to worship Lord Shiva, or others, or just like Srimati Radharani, she worshiped Suryadev, she worshiped the sun god, you know. In the previous Leela, whereby Indra was being proposed to worship. So it's not that the Brijabhasi, it's not that to them these personalities are superior to them. Now, of course, for us, when we are looking at them at the from a neutral point of view, they certainly not superior. But the Brijabhasi, they see them as being superior to them. They see them as being superior to them. So that's why they engage in worship, you know. This is also a kind of gratefulness, being grateful. Being grateful to someone who is, let's say, supporting your way of living. Being grateful. Just like here in our temple here, we have our shoekeeper who makes sure that everybody's shoe is nicely placed. And whenever you finish, you go back out of the temple, your shoe is there being handed over to you. You know? So, which means it's up to us to be grateful to that person. Even though he's rendered the most menial services, but we have to show our gratefulness by acknowledging that service that this person is doing. We have our chokidas, our security guards, the same thing. They are doing something to help us in our practice of devotional service to the Lord. So therefore we remain grateful to them. So similarly also the Bijaba said, this is their feeling. That all these demigods, they are doing this. So therefore let us pay them homage. Let us make them offering. Especially Lord Shiva, he is the protector of the holy name. He is the protector of the holy dam. He protects the whole of Vrindavan. He is the protector. So therefore, the devotees, they always paying their homage to Lord Shiva. But Lord Shiva himself, of course, he will never consider himself to be superior to his devotees. So there was one pastime when after Lord Krishna was born, after his birth, so Lord Shiva had come to Vrindavan to have a darshan, to have the audience of baby Krishna. And he came as a yogi, just coming from the forest, and he had this weird ears, head all over his body, so many snakes all over his body. So he came to the residence of Yashoda Maya Nanda Maharaj. So he had come there with his damaru, everything like that. He said, I want to see that child that has just born. I want to see that child. But when Mother Yashoda saw him, he said, no, I can't let you see my baby. It's impossible. You cannot see my child. You cannot. So Mother Yashoda, she closed the door. But Lord Shiva said, no, I must see the child. In the meanwhile, Krishna started crying. Was crying very loudly. So Krishna was crying loudly. So Lord Shiva just standing there at the door said, he wants to see the child. So Mother Yashoda, she was trying to find out how to pacify the child Krishna from crying. So Lord Shiva said, look, if I see your child, he will stop crying. So Mother Yashoda said, okay. So she took the baby Krishna to the outside, and then Lord Shiva, was happy to have the darshan of the Lord. And then the baby Krishna, of course, stopped crying. Because the Lord wants to see his devotee. He wants to see Lord Shiva. So therefore, this pastime was enacted. So, when the Brijavasi, so they went to the forest to perform the worship of Lord Shiva. And then, the next verse, Sapomim Nagrayeva Graha Yaiva Kritas Tam Karunat Madhi Yadaham Loka Guruna Pada Spristo Hata Subaha. It was actually for my benefit that, what's that? I don't know. Which verse text? Oh, sorry. I reading something else. Text number 3. Gavo Iranyan Vasansi Madhu Madhu Anam Adritaha Brahmane Bhyo Dadu Sabe Devo Na Priyatam Iti. The cowherd men gave the Brahmanas gifts of cows gold, clothing, and cooked grains mixed with honey. Then the cowherds prayed, "May the Lord be pleased with us." So they are praying to Lord Shiva that may he be pleased with us. After all, Lord Shiva is the fulfiller of all desires. So the Brajabasi pray that may he fulfill all our desires. So in this way, the Brajabasi made their offering to Lord Krishna. And then it said, "Husa Saraswati Tire Jalam Prashya Yata Bhuta Vajanim Chan Mahabhaga Nanda Sunanda Kadaya." Nanda Sunanda and other great fortunate cowherds spent that night on the bank of the Saraswati, strictly observing their vows. They fasted, taking only water. So Srila Vishnu Chakravarti explains that Sunanda is the younger brother of Nanda Maharaj. Because Nanda Maharaj has five brothers. Who are those five? There are five brothers which include Nanda Maharaj. Who are they? Name them. Five brothers, Nanda Maharaj. You know? They are all sons of Pajanya Maharaj. Actually, Pajanya Maharaj, he had worshipped Lord Vishnu, desiring very good sons. And then Lord Vishnu blessed him that you will have five qualified sons. So these five sons are Upananda, is the eldest one. Upananda, Abhinanda, Nanda, Sunanda, and Nandana. So these are five sons of Pajanya Maharaj. And then Ananda Maharaj, who is the middle son, is the middle, but he became the king of the Brajabasis. Even though Upananda was the eldest, he's supposed to be the king. But Upananda said, "No, Nanda, my younger brother, he's the most qualified. And he has all the auspicious quality. He has all the great transcendental quality. So he's the most qualified to be the king of the cowherds." So Nanda Maharaj became the king. And Nanda Maharaj was seen as the protector of all the cowherds. So this is mentioned here. That yes, Sunanda is the younger brother of Nanda Maharaj. So all the Brajabasis, they all gone to the forest to engage in this worship of Lord Shiva. So text number 5. Kashim Mahan Ahistasmi Vipinati Bibukshitaha Yadri Chaya Gato Nandam Sayanan Uragua Grasit. During the night, a huge and extremely hungry snake appeared in that thicket, slithering on his belly up to the sleeping Nanda Maharaj. The snake began swallowing him. So it must be a very big snake, anaconda. You know, just imagine if you're in Brazil. You know, you go to the Amazon River, there's so many anacondas there. These snakes are huge. Big snakes. They can eat you up as a snack. So big. I think in the Southeast Asia, they have a very big pythons also. And they often engage in eating human beings. So you have to be very careful now, you know, on where you go, you know. So, the night time, as Brajabasis, as they camped, they came on the bank of the river Saraswati. So this snake came, anaconda, big snake. It came and started swallowing Nanda Maharaj. Started swallowing him. And in those days, people were very big. People were very, very big in those days. Normally people those days, they were like 20 foot tall, 25 foot tall. Minimum is 15 foot in those days. So they are giants in those days. So we must just imagine the strength of this, how big this snake must be. It must be very huge to be able to swallow in, Nanda Maharaj. So, as it's mentioned, the text number says, Chukru Sayyamna Grishta Krishna Krishna Mahanayam Sapo Mam Grishti Tata Prapandam Parimochaya. So when Nanda Maharaj was in the clutches of the snake, so Nanda Maharaj cried out, "Save me, Krishna, Krishna, my dear boy. This huge serpent is swallowing me. Please save me, who am surrendered unto you." So this brings us to another point. How come all of a sudden Nanda Maharaj is calling up for Krishna to save him and telling that Prapanna that I am surrendered unto you? Does that mean that he has given up its original birth, which is Krishna's father, is Krishna's and Vatsaya Prema of Krishna, of Nanda Maharaj towards Krishna, is the topmost Vatsaya Prema. It means Krishna's father. And Nanda Maharaj always see Krishna as his, to be protected by him, as his loving child. And there's no amount of sages, instructions, or anyone that can convince Nanda Maharaj that Krishna is God. Krishna is never God. Krishna is his dear child to him. But here in this case, Nanda Maharaj is begging to Krishna to come. He's crying out to Krishna, "Krishna, Krishna, come and save me, because this snake is swallowing me." Now, when Krishna was born in Vrindavan, so that time Gargamuni had come to give naming ceremony to Krishna and Balaram. So when Gargamuni came and he was describing Krishna's qualities, and he was telling Nanda Maharaj that this your child, he's as good as Narayan. He didn't tell him that the child is Narayana because Gargamuni doesn't want to interfere with his mentality, with his birth of Nanda Maharaj. He just said that this is your child, he has strength, quality, and he's as good as Narayana. And he's gonna be the protector of all your Brajabasis. So this is the mood of Nanda Maharaj. Oh, my son is as good as Narayan. He has got the strength of Narayan. And this must be due to the fact that myself, I am a worshiper of Narayan. Because I'm a worshiper of Narayan, so therefore, Narayan has kindly sent me a son who is as powerful as him. So this is Nanda Maharaj's mentality. Like many, many times, whenever they see any extraordinary activities of Krishna, when they see many, many activities of Krishna, they always ask Nanda Maharaj that, "What is this about your son? Can you tell us what is this about your son? He's so powerful, killing all these big, big demons. Tell us something about your son." And Nanda Maharaj will say, "Actually, Gargamuni said that my son, he has got the strength of Lord Narayan. He's as good as Lord Narayan. So therefore, he's able to perform. He's performing all these activities because of he's as good as Narayan." So Nanda Maharaj will tell the Brajabasi this way. So which means it never crosses their mind at any single moment that Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. Krishna is God. So when Nanda Maharaj was calling upon Krishna to come and save him. And he said that, what does he say? He said that I'm surrendered unto you, Prapana, Parimochaya, I'm surrendered unto you. It's not that he stopped seeing Krishna as his child, It's not that his bath as his Vatsaya Prem bath has changed to now Aishwarya, whereby once is, you know, God, once is Krishna. We know that when Krishna is out of Vrindavan, he's God, he's the Supreme Lord. But when he's in Vrindavan, he's not God. He's just simply a loving relative. That's what Krishna is in Vrindavan. So, knowing the qualities of Krishna, his quality, so Nanda Maharaj is calling out. So, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur was saying this very short commentary. He said that Nanda began to call out for Krishna, remembering the words of Gaga that Krishna will save the inhabitants of Braja from all dangers. So for devotees, Krishna is always protecting his devotees. Krishna is always maintaining his devotees. So Krishna is supreme maintainer and protector of his devotees. So text number 7, sir. Tasya chakanditam sutra gopala sahasotita grastancha dishta vibranta sapan vivyadu ulmukai. When the cowherd men heard the cries of Nanda, they immediately rose up and saw that he was being swallowed. Distraught, they beat the serpent with blazing torches. You know, they all have their stick with fire on it. They beat the snake, beat the snake, so that he can release Nanda Maharaj. But the snake will not give up. Alerted the Yamanopi, Namuncha Tam Urangamaha, Tam Aspishta, Padabhyatya Bhagavan Satvatan Pati. But even though the firebrands were burning him, the serpent will not release Nanda Maharaj. Then the Supreme Lord Krishna, master of his devotees, came to the spot and touched the snake with his foot. So even though the snake was being beaten by the Bijibasi with flaming torches, still the snake would not let go Nanda Maharaj until Krishna. Then Krishna came himself. So until Krishna came and touched the snake with his foot. Now, of course, Krishna could have simply used his Krishna could have simply used other methods to chastise the snake by punching him or what uses Sudarshan Chakra. But no, because the snake Nanda Maharaj was inside the belly of the snake. So Krishna simply came and touched the snake. Savaya Bhagavata Srimat Padas Prisha Atasubai Vijay Sapa Vaputva Rupam Vidyadara Chitam. The snake had all his sinful reactions destroyed by the touch of the Supreme Lord's divine foot. And thus, he gave up his serpent body and appeared in the form of a worshipable Vidyadhara. So the words Rupam Vidyadhara Chatita indicate that the erstwhile snake appeared in a beautiful form, worshipable among the demigods called Vidyadharas. In other words, he appeared as the leader of the Vidyadharas. So there are different classes of demigods. There are Dangandavas, there are Vidyadharas, and there are some other personalities. Who are not full demigods like Indra, Chandra, Suya, but still they are like on the level of demigods. They all live in the higher planets. So Krishna came, touched this snake, and then immediately the body was destroyed by the touch of Lord Krishna's foot. And because this body has been touched by Lord Krishna, so the snake immediately transformed into a very beautiful demigod Very beautiful body with so many ornaments and shiny armor, shiny everything. So the snake was liberated from its conditioned platform, the snake body. The snake was liberated. So Tom Aprecha, this was that. So text number 10. Tom Aprecha Rishikesha Pranatam Samavasitam Dipya Manena Vapusa Purushan Ema Malinam. So the Supreme Lord Rishikesh then questioned this personality who was standing before him. Therefore, he personally inquired from this worshipable Vidyadhara who was standing before him with his head bowed. So Srila Vishnu Chakravarti had commented that Krishna inquired from the Vidyadhara in order to show fear of disrespecting the Brahmanas to all the pilgrims from various villages who had gathered there. Krishna is addressed as the controller of all the senses, Rishikesh, to indicate that he made the assembled pilgrims listen attentively to the words of the Vidyadhara. So Lord Krishna wanted this person, the now Vidyadharas, to narrate the reason for his being in the body of a snake. How he got into that snake body? So we're going to be hearing the words of Vidyadharas. Just like in the later chapters, in the 10th chapter, there was the king Nirga, how he became a serpent. He became a lizard, King Nirga. And then Krishna rescued him also. So how one get this horrible body? Basically, due to the cause of great sages, great rishis. So Lord Krishna, he wanted not the Brijabasis, but there are many other villagers who had come to this place in the forest. So Lord Krishna wanted them to hear from this person. He wanted them to hear the reason how he had become imprisoned in the body of a serpent. So this is the narration of what's been mentioned here. So I'm going to stop here. If there's any question or comment, you can please go ahead if there's any comment to this. Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Only the pure devotees of the Lord are always constantly engaged in the service of the Lord.
Yes.
They do not deviate from this principle even for a moment. Mm-hmm. So I fail to understand that Nand Maharaj is calling out Krishna to save him from a material danger.
Mm-hmm.
But devotees always render service to the Lord for his pleasure.
Yeah.
But here Nand Maharaj is calling Krishna to save him. So how can we understand this?
Yeah, first of all, Nanda Maharaj is much more powerful than any other living entity. So, but even though devotees, they have all the power, all the mystic power, everything, but because they are surrendered to Krishna, to them, Krishna is their protector, Krishna is their maintainer. So even though they may have all the power, still they never feel themselves that they have any particular qualification. Because this is another part of Lord Krishna's past. This is Lila, this is pastime. So they want to see the Lord performing all these activities, all these various activities of killing the demons, protecting them. Because the devotees, they want to speak about the Lord's Lila. They want to glorify the Lord by speaking his various pastimes. And by narrating among each other all these various pastimes, devotees, they become very, very, very much enlivened in their Krishna consciousness. They become much more enlivened. They become much more energetic in their devotional service. So this is just the glories of the devotees, because they want to see the Lord performing all these pastimes. Okay, that's where effort. So any other points? Any other questions, comments? Were you able to hear me? Is it understand my speech? Because some have accents. Some people have trouble understanding me. So any other points before we go for prasadam? Anyway, thank you very much for listening. So we should continue relishing these topics of the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. We should continue the relishments. So thank you very much. Shinkarantrashim Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Gopi Manande. Hare Krishna.